I don't know if you know my personal circumstances. I am living with savages, 6 of them. Savages. Chloe and James. Sophia and Hugo. 5 and 2. And 2 cats. Surname, Savage. And when I read the Gospel today, I started at the beginning of chapter 10. And I have some empathy with Jesus. Because if you start, not too much, because I'm not going to equate myself with Jesus that much, but if you start at the beginning of chapter 10, Jesus is telling the Pharisees what they need to know. And he's having to repeat himself, like what I am. Have you washed your hands? Can you say properly, please may I get down from the table? You know, you've heard it and you've said it, haven't you? And it is amazing that Jesus is actually having his last, if you like, fling of trying to persuade the Jews and the Pharisees that he is who he says he is. And he's been telling them time after time after time. You know, John's Gospel starts with the cosmic influence of Jesus. You know, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So he started it. But let's skip from chapter 1 to chapter 10. Because if you read back to chapter 10, I mean, you start before, please do, because Jesus is having his last, as I say, his last fling before he goes off to Jerusalem to die, which I found a bit confusing because we've just had Easter, do you know what I mean? Anyway, and he starts chapter 10, and he says, let me tell you about the sheep. They live in a sheepfold. They live in a sheep pen. And there's a gatekeeper who only allows the sheep to go through the gate and come out through the gate. Those who don't want to use the gate, I sneak over the fence, are robbers and thieves. They're the baddies. The Pharisees, in other words, and the non-believers. And the point he made in this first diatribe was that his sheep, the sheep that are in the pen, know the shepherd's name. They know who he is. And then the Pharisee says, sorry, don't understand that. Didn't get that. So Jesus had to go again. He said, I'll be a bit more explicit, shall I? I am the gatekeeper. My sheep know my voice. They will follow me. And still, those who seek to come into the sheepfold, they are robbers. They are thieves. And it's the Pharisees, the robbers and the thieves, who are the stumbling blocks to people needing to know Jesus. And he knows his flock. Jesus knows his flock. And he also said that he has those sheep outside the flock who have not yet been brought into the fold. So he started off by speaking to the Jews and the Jews that were in his flock. But then he refers to us, the Gentiles, that aren't in the Jewish flock. He needs to bring these in as well. So being Jewish is not relevant. It's not the most important thing. You see, the Pharisees were more intent on relying on their affinity with Moses and David, the archetypal shepherd. They didn't want to be upset by this chap who kept saying, I am the Son of God. They didn't want that. They didn't want that. And they were just waiting for him to say something wrong so they could, you know, they could discredit him. But obviously he didn't. And the thing that really struck me, I haven't got to the passage we read yet, by the way, I'm just saying. Nobody took Jesus' life. Jesus gave it. That is a world of difference. Jesus gave his life of his own free will. It wasn't Judas, it wasn't Herod, it wasn't Pontius Pilate, it wasn't the Jews asking that he be crucified. Jesus gave his life. And that's important. So now we're at the start of the reading in chapter 10. We have now gone to Jerusalem. We're now in Jerusalem. And the scene is set. It's winter. I mean, you know, they don't have winters like we do. But it is still relatively cold where Jesus is. Now, that's important because it sets the tone for the passage. Winter is dark. It's cold. It's uninviting. And this is where the Jews who are listening to him sat in the cold, in the dark, in the uninviting places. It was a picture. It was not good. And Jesus was walking in the portico of Solomon. And then he was surrounded by the Jews, and I don't think this was a nice, friendly chat. I think it was quite threatening. Jesus was on his own, and they surrounded him, and they said, "How long will you keep us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us plainly." I think the better translation is, "How long are you going to keep annoying us?" They didn't like him. They didn't want him. And Jesus had been telling them plainly. And he said, "I have told you. And you don't believe. I've done all these miracles. I've done works. I've taught. I've taught incredibly well in the temples. I have authority. I speak with authority. And still you don't believe." They didn't want to believe in him. Because if they did, they would have to change. They would be challenged. And they would have to change their way of life. And they didn't want that. They were too comfortable. So let's translate that into our lives. If we have God and we're too comfortable with him, well, we don't have him. God is a challenging God, a loving God, but a challenging God. And he's always wanting to mould us and change us into the person that he would have us be. And I read somewhere it says, if you've got God in a box and you go and do precisely as you like, God has no influence over your life. You are inoculated against having God in all his fullness. Does that make sense? And then Jesus goes on to remind them of the stories he's just said. "My sheep hear my voice. They know who I am. They follow me. I give them eternal life and they will never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand." So that's three important points. My sheep hear my voice and they know me. We all have a choice to follow Jesus or not. But we have been summoned into the sheepfold, into the pen. And we know that we can follow Jesus. We've been summoned. And he's giving us this gift of eternal life. And not only is it the gift of eternal life, it is the gift of life in, we can live it in all its fullness. And that's the image of going into the sheep pen, where we are safe, where we will be with Jesus, where we have plenty of pasture, just sung about it, and we can have life there in all its fullness. That's what Jesus gives us. That's what Jesus gives us, and he gives us his life too. He gives us the gift of his life and his death and his resurrection. And the third thing, no one can take that away from you. If you believe in Christ and you're in the sheepfold, you are saved. You are saved. No one can sort that. No one can stop that. And he says, the Father and I are one. If we continue reading chapter 10, they pick up stones to kill him. They didn't like what he was telling them. They didn't want to hear it. They didn't want to hear it. Now, if we look at both stories that we've heard today, they are both stories of salvation and hope. Noah and everybody went into the ark. And it's interesting to note, I've never really understood this before, God says to Noah, take all the clean animals and the unclean animals. Us. Because we're not Jewish, yeah? Everybody can go into the ark and be safe. Everyone can go in there. Everyone can go into the sheepfold and be safe. Everyone can go in there. But the thing is, if you just look at the ark for a little while, the ark can be held to be a church. But it is not the duty of the church to get everybody into the ark, into the church, batten down the hatches and say, we're saved, we're okay. You know, we're going to shut the door. Mm-mm. That's a dangerous thing to do. For one, you're shut in there with wolves. You don't really want that. And it's just as important as to what comes out as to what goes in. So if we're in the ark, we're in the sheepfold, in the pen, and we are saved. But the important thing is what comes out of both the ark and the sheep pen. We're not called to stay in a safe place in the church, in the ark, in the sheep pen. We are called to come out into the world, into the ravages of the world, and speak. And we speak the truth, and we speak hope. In the sheepfold, it has given us hope. And the hope is in the form of a dove. The dove gets sent out 3 times. And it is our mission to keep on going, keep on giving hope, keep on speaking. Because ultimately, we will be heard. As the dove came out, found no dry land. Second time the dove came out and found the olive tree leaf. And the third time the dove didn't come back because it had found dry land. And it's that hope that we are called to express in the way we speak and live our lives. So these are stories of salvation and hope to encourage us and to the will of him who saves us. Amen.